Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good morning. 01:00. Cloudy. 1 degree. Good morning. 02:00. Cloudy. 0 degrees. Good morning. 03:00. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 04:00. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 05:00. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 06:00. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 07:00. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 08:00. Cloudy. 8 degrees.
You blame Amy for the weather today. Every time she's got to work, we catch a storm. So I called her at 5 o'clock this morning and said, you might want to wake up early and get to getting because you're probably already late.
Good morning. 09:00. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 10:00. Snow. 12 degrees.
gentlemen.
This is KFA-FQY listening. This is KFA-FQN listening.
KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN. NABZR. KFA-FQN. KFA-FQN. Are you there, Wyatt? This is NHEZR.
This is KFA FQN listening.
KFA-FQT. I can hear somebody calling, but I can't hear any audio, just the open channel.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 13 degrees.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
KFA-FQN, this is November 8th, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. How you doing, Wyatt?
I am doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good this morning, but I'm real busy in the kitchen. Got to keep this one short. I heard you in there, and I tried calling you earlier, but you must have changed frequencies. So I'm glad to hear you made it back. Over.
Oh, yeah, I was monitoring, I was on the website, and just in case I missed anybody. But, yeah, I didn't see you, so... I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that website's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's really helpful.
Yeah, I'm just learning about it myself. I was trying to put in the Northern Michigan linked repeater system, NMLRN. I was trying to do that yesterday, and my cold plug, trying to figure out how this cold plug works on this DMR, and I was trying to put that in there, and I got them in there, but I can't get to the stations because they're all up north.
That's funny. But, yeah, I was just trying to make a morning contact. I was over at the East Coast Reflector, and I made my first contact today. But, yeah, I just wanted to be in contact with somebody on here because this is one of my favorite repeaters.
Yeah, that's an awesome repeater. There's really good guys out here, Sean and Dean and Tom and, there's a whole bunch of people. We're all in the ARPSC, the annular amateur radio public service corps. And we meet once a month, and we meet on the air every week, Thursday at 7 o'clock. So if you can make it for the call-in, you're welcome to call in. Over.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll definitely go to that on Thursday when I'm listening and stuff. But thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
And the repeater to go in on for that call-in on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock would be Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Alpha Charlie. Mike Alpha Charlie. And it's 147.2. 147.2. 7 o'clock on Thursdays. Over.
Roger, I got it written down. So, yeah, I'll definitely be on there.
Okay, I got to cut you loose. I'll talk to you later, but I'm real busy in the kitchen here. I'm cooking 5 pounds of dog food for the... No, 20 pounds of dog food. I'm cooking 20 pounds of dog food in a big, giant pot, and it's going to boil over if I don't get back to it. So I'll be listening, and... I'll get back to you later, Wyatt Earth. That's a cool name, Wyatt. Okay, Wyatt. 73, this is KE8. Correction. N8BZR. N8BZR. We're monitoring.
Hey, Roger. Thank you, by the way. And this is KF8FQN. Clear.
KF8FTT, can I get a quick radio check? Anybody out there? Come on.
KF8FTT, this is KF8DPZ. Read you 5x9. Everything's working perfectly.
Thank you, sir. I'm just, Trying the new RT software and got the radio program, so I want to make sure that I did it right. You are also 5x9, and I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon when you get there. KF8FGT 73.
Anytime, and you're welcome. Hope you have a good day. 73s, KF8DPZ, monitoring.
KF8DPZ, KF8, KE8DPZ, N8DZR.
Yeah. Morning, Brian. This is Cliff here. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing great, Cliff. I hope you're good. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here watching the snowfall, enjoying that, knowing I'm going to have to go out and get the snow thrower after for a while, and Amazon just dropped off a couple of new toys. Other than that, I'm just sitting here chilling, just finished breakfast a little while ago. How's things for you?
Well, I'm in the midst of cooking 20 pounds of dog food for my mutt, and I'm almost done. That took a little bit of effort, but other than that, we're just fine over here. We're watching the snow too. Hey, I won't keep you so you can get back to your toys, but I got a quick question for you, Brick. I met your cold plug yesterday. I was really impressed with it. Thank you very much for the public cold plug. But I started trying to put in the NMLRN, the North Michigan Link Repeater System, and I started putting those in, and then I started wondering, do I have to have all Star 3 access repeaters or can I get those on regular FM? Over.
Yeah, they're just like any other repeaters that we deal with down here. If you program them into your radio, when you're within range of their towers, you should be able to use them straight up.
Okay, awesome. Yep, got them in there. Okay, so next time I go up north, I can check it out, because we got a place up by Atlanta. And the Mio DMR repeater wasn't working, but they actually got a VHF. I hope that's working up there.
Well, definitely. Here's hoping on that one. Looking forward to finding out what you find out.
Okay, Cliff, you have a great afternoon. I'll let you go. 73, get back to your toys, and have fun. This is NHDVR, this is my new call sign. We are listening.
Yeah, copy that. 73 and all the other good numbers to you, Brian. Try not to work too hard making your dog some chow. Have a good one. KFA-DBZ monitoring.
It is kind of a mess out here.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Snow. 14 degrees.
NHVBZ monitoring. NHVBZ, NHVBZ, NHWRO. Good morning, Mike. Hey, WRO. Tim, how are you this morning? Very good. Hope you're doing as well. Hey, we got comms now, Central Michigan, and Sean got a workaround, so I assume you're on the Warren. I'm on the Richmond, so all is good. Good to hear. Good to hear. Excellent. All right. I'm just putting my coat on and heading over to the warming center. So I will let you go for now so I can continue putting my coat on and get bundled up because it's still dang cold out there. So I will go back to monitoring and let you close, Tim, unless there's something that you need to talk to me about.
No, sir. All set. Got your message on Discord, and I'll adjust the schedule accordingly. You and John have a good shift over there. Stay warm. NHWRO, I'll be clear after your final.
Copy that. I'll be clear. NHVDZ. I'll be standing by, actually. I'll be monitoring and standing by.
This is KFA FQN listening. This is KFA FQN listening. This is KFA FQN. Nice to hear you again.
Yes, nice to hear you, Wyatt. What's up?
Hey, I had a question, and I just wanted to ask somebody. And my question is, I'm getting a dipole antenna to listen to NOAA satellites. So I don't know if you've ever had any experience with dipoles, but can you tell me if that's like a good antenna?
No, I have no experience with dipoles. I know what they are, but I don't have any experience with them yet. You gotta go to that website of that Captain Don, WHCPT, and take a look and see how he does it. I think the ISS satellite transmits on. It sends it on 2 meters, but you transmit to them on 70 centimeters, 440 megahertz. Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, over.
All right, Roger. I'll go visit his YouTube. But thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, here's... His site is very informative, and he talks about the antennas and then Doppler shift. I think you have to keep changing frequency because of the Doppler shift, because it's moving at 17,000 miles per hour. So you get a little Doppler shift in there, and sometimes you can't pick it up unless you're doing certain things. I'm not sure what they are, but you can take a look at his. It can help you better than I can, over.
Alright, I heard you did all that ISS stuff, but thank you for the recommendation. I'm actually searching up his YouTube right now, and thank you.
Yeah, I'm learning all about this stuff like you. This is all new to me. I haven't been a ham very long. Had my license in 2 years, but I don't think I started doing anything until about 6 months ago or so. So I'm still learning. This is all new to me. This is fascinating. There's so much to this hobby. There's so many things you can do. I recommend you take a look at DMR. I think DMR would be very interesting for you. You can pick up a DMR radio for $60. The one I'm talking to you on, I bought for $60. It's not a lot of money. Maybe you guys can help me with that. Over.
I heard part of your transmission, like the DMR part, but I didn't hear the rest. It's like about 10% you and 90% static.
Okay, I'll try it again. I'm just saying that I'm new to this ham stuff. This is all new to me, and I'm learning as you are. I find it very fascinating. I would recommend you get into DMR, the Delta Mike Romeo radio next. The radio I'm talking to you on only cost me $60 from Amazon, and maybe your dad can help you with that. He's in the military. You might be very interested in that. I think you said he was in the military, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, my dad was in the military, and I've been wanting to get into DMR, so, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. Also, I kind of suspected you're on DMR because on the website for this repeater system, I seen that you were on the MI-1 like repeater system or whatever.
Yeah, we're on MI-1 network right now. I'm using the KC-8UMT repeater in Mount Clemens. I think you're over there in Lapeer, right? Correct? Over.
Yes, I am.
Wyatt, I lost you. I lost you. NADS.
I said the yes, I am from Lapeer County.
Yeah. Well, right now we're on the Michigan One network that some of the guys set up. It's an awesome network. It doesn't use the internet. If the internet ever goes down, we still got this network. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that really fascinates me, too, about, that's another reason why I got into ham radios, is if the internet goes down and stuff, I mean, that communication is going to be pretty much always up.
Did you make an account on QRZ yet? Quebec Romeo Z, over.
Negative, I didn't. But now that you said that, I'm on it right now.
Yeah, you go to QRZ, and then I can go there, and I can look up your call sign, and then I can get your email address, and then I can send you another YouTube that Sean gave us. It was really fascinating. It's cool. Those guys were connecting and linking all the repeaters together with 10 gigahertz backhauls with those little tiny dishes that you see up there on top of the, you know, way up there. On the top. And I thought that was, you'd really like that. That'd be fascinating. That'd be fascinating for you to watch. Yeah, go to QRZ and then I'll look up your website, your call sign. Your call sign is Kilo Echo. No, wait a minute. It's Kilo Fox. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot Quebec Nora, November, correct?
Yes, sir, correct.
Okay, later in the day I'll go look and see if your web, if your email's there, and then I'll send you a link to this other YouTube. It's really fascinating. All right, Wyatt Earp, nice talking to you. It's really great talking to you. I gotta get back to cooking here. 73 to you. Have a great day. This is NADZR, and I'll be listening on this channel. Over.
All right, Roger, you have a good rest of your day as well. This is Kathy, FQN, clear listening.
Kathy, FQN from KFACDQ. I had a question for you, Wyatt. Are you making a dipole or did you purchase one?
Oh, I'm purchasing one. I forgot the brand, but it's, I don't know if this helps, they're probably all the same, but it has two, what would you call them, like poles or whatever. It's for, listening to NOAA satellites.
If you want to transmit to, you would need to the satellite, you'd need a directional antenna, but yeah, for the listening to NOAA satellites, I think they're on the 137 megahertz band, which is 2 meters, so you're on the right band and everything, so I don't know if you'd be able to pick it up with just a regular antenna. I haven't tried it myself. Personally, I have the IFS program into most of my radios, so I'm always scanning that for when they're overhead, but I was going to tell you if you're going to get into satellite work that, if you've ever heard of an OpenGD77, Golf Delta 77. It's a DMR operating system that tells you when satellites are going to be overhead, and it switches to the right frequency. It has a Doppler effect programmed into it already. It's called Kepler and Theta. And I just wanted to let you fill you in on that. And as for dipoles, personally, I'm a big fan of radio waves. They make a double bazooka. I've got a couple of their antennas. They're very nice antennas.
All right, thank you. I didn't know there was a program, you could say, that tells you when satellites are passing. Well, I knew there's a website that did that, but I didn't know anything about that. So, Noah's got a list to check out and stuff. So, thank you guys.
Roger. And the dipoles, they work good if you point them up and down, or if you have them flat, or if you have them down in like a, they call it an inverted V. So imagine a V, but flip it upside down. I've got mine in kind of like a combination of flat and inverted V, so they get out pretty good. So good luck with your NOAA listening. This is KFATDC, Mike and Sagan. I'll be clear and listening after your final call.
Alright, yeah, Roger, thank you for telling me the placements. I was actually about to ask you about like placements for dipoles, but again, answer my question. So, thank you, and this is KFA-F2N, clear.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Snow, 16 degrees.
KF8 FQN. KF8 FQN. NABZR.
N8WGL4TEF. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. NAWL, completing the test.
Andres J, WACTV, Vladimir
Seltzer. 10, 8, BZR. You're coming in loud and clear through the Mount Clemens repeater, over.
Okay, I'm going through the Detroit one now. What's the Mount Clemens one? What's the frequency to the Mount Clemens?
It's 443625. 443.625. And it's got a PL of, I think it's one. Stand by. Let me look it up.
And I do hear you out there, Latimer. Good afternoon to you, too.
Yeah, Jay, it's a PL tone of 151.4. 151.4, and it works both ways, encode and decode. And the Mount Clemens repeater is up on top of the county building, I think. I don't know how high it is, 300-400 feet. Over.
I don't think I can reach that on UHF. Well, not, yeah, I don't think I can reach that one. But I'll give it a try. 443-625, thank you. NAWLKSQSY.
Okay, Jay, standing by. NABZR, standing by. You know they are linked, right? They're linked for Peters, both of them, Detroit and Mount Clemens. KF8FQN, NABZR.
NABZR.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, what was the call again?
Say again?
What was the tone? What was the tone on that 443-625?
The tone is, the PL tone is 151.4. 151.4. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I couldn't hit it. I didn't think I would. That's pretty far for UHF for me there. VHF I can go a long ways, but the UHF, I was kind of wondering how high is the tower on that repeater? But what's it on, a building, or it's on a tower, or what?
Well, it's up on top of the the federal building there. Macomb County building. It's pretty high up. Stand by. I'm on the internet right now. I'm going to look it up and see what the heights is. Stand by.
Okay.
The address is... it's on 10. Wait a minute, stand by. Okay, I found it. It's 13 stories high, so it's 219 feet above street level. 219 feet above street level. And the address is on 10 Main Street in Mount Clemens. Okay, over.
How much power are they running on that repeater?
That I don't know. You gotta ask one of the other guys. I really don't know. Over.
Okay. Well, at least I can hit the other one. That one's a little bit too far from me there. But I appreciate the info there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, if you can hit the Detroit repeater, they're linked together, so that's why I can hear you so well on this one. Over.
Yeah, I'm on Detroit 442-175, and I can't hit the Flying Beer or something like that. The 442-600, I can hit that one.
Yeah, the FBI repeater, the Flying Beers International, we call it the FBI repeater. They're all linked together with the Detroit WHCLTS or something like that. I forget what it is. And that's your repeater, and then mine is KC8UMP. And the FBI, they're all linked together with this network called the MI1 network. Michigan One Network, which you can take a look at that on WHCMN, Whiskey 8 Charlie, Mike, Nora. If you go to that website, you can look it up and see all these different repeaters, how they're all linked together. Over.
Yeah, I think I had that website. I looked at that long time ago, man. I just hadn't been playing with it. We got so many link systems. There's one over in Ann Arbor that I get into, too. It's pretty neat there, I like all these different linked up. Even one in Ann Arbor is linked all the way from that to the UP. You see that, Roger?
If it's what I'm thinking of, I hear you in the morning talking on the NHDUZ repeater. I don't know if that one's linked. I don't think that one's linked to up north. Maybe it is. I don't know. But you're usually on the NHDUZ repeater, and I listen in. I'm really busy driving in most crazy traffic, so I don't get too much talking on there. And I get real bad reception when I go by Southfield over there, those stupid radio towers. They interfere with it. So that's why I just listen, over.
Yeah, Roger on that. Yep, that one, I think you're right. I don't think it goes to UP. I think it starts like Traverse City and it works its way down there, Roger.
Yep, Roger that. Yep, I recommend you go take a look at that WHCMN website. I've been looking at it yesterday and today, and it's fascinating. We have the MI1 network, which is UHF, MI2 network, which is VHF, and there's a MI3 network, which is 220, which I can't get on this radio. And then there's another one, I just put it in my code plug. It's called the Northern Michigan Linked Repeater Network, and I just put that, I just put those repeaters in there for when I go up north so I can connect to them, over.
Yeah, Roger, give me that website again. I got to fill some paper, make sure I got it down here.
Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, November. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, November. Over.
Okay. So if I'm, is that like or com? Probably or. Okay, I'll look that one up. And you got any more that you know of?
No, that's the only one I've been playing with because I'm a member of the ARPSC, the Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, and I've been working with all these guys, and we've been looking at all these different networks that we have set up, and, those are the ones. So that's all I've been looking at right now, and a little bit of DMR I've been playing with, over.
Yeah, Roger. Okay, yeah. That's great. I got GMR and I got Fusion and D-Star. We got, there's one other one I got. I can't think of it to start with the M there. But, yeah, I get on those digitals as well. I love playing with the digitals there, right?
Yeah, I like playing with the digital. We got a really good network, this MI5 network, which is the DMR network. And it's not tied to Brandmeister or TGIF or nothing. It's just a separate network. And that's how I keep in touch with all the guys, and we do a lot of talking on that. It's the MI5 network. You'll see that in that WHCMN website. You see about it, over.
I've been on it. I haven't been on that in quite a while. I got two DMR radios. I got the Motorola XDR 5550 and also Anytone, the first Anytone that came out with the 868. And it's great there, I used to, I don't know if you knew Collins, but he was pretty good in taking care of that system, him and a couple of guys, and so he moved to Florida. But, man, I could take my HP, and I could be in my house in Detroit here, and I could hit the Mount Clemens, I could hit Novi, and Southgate. I think they said Southgate might be down. But see, I could be, I could take my HP and be driving south on 75 with a rubber duck. When I get out of range of Mount Clemens, I could jump over to the, like I said, the Southgate, and then when I leave there, I could jump on to the Toledo. When I get down to Monroe, around Monroe, I can jump on the Toledo. And never lose contact to whoever I'm talking to on that system there, Roger.
NABZR for ID. Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. And, man, my hat's off to these guys. There's Sean and Jeff and, I don't even know all of them yet, but there's Sean and Jeff and, let's see, who else is there? There's Fred and, man, these guys all just run around keeping these repeaters going all the time, keeping them linked up for us, and we get to use them, and I am so thankful for it. Over.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they do a good job shining, you know. As a matter of fact, they started a, what is it, GMR system, GMR system, something like that, too. So, I guess that's all right. A lot of people are switching over there as well, but I'm going to stick with that part of the band. That's just too much for me. I guess this is enough for me. The ham band is just enough for me there, go ahead.
Yeah, you sound like you got your hands full. Those are a couple of good radios that you got there. I'm still playing, getting involved with this hobby, so I'm playing with all the cheap stuff, you know, the cheap Baofeng radios and trying to learn how they work. But, yeah, well, you got your hands full with All-Star and D-Star and Fuji-Star and all those other stars. Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I was... I got to learn about all those yet. That's next on my agenda. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Let me ask you. I know you have a cell phone. What do you have? Android or iPhone?
Yeah, I got an Android phone. I got the Samsung S25, I think it is. Over.
Well, if you go to your Play Store and download BM. Look for BM. It was me, Rammeister, and you can receive all the stuff on the ram on the hose line thing there. You can hear, you can see them, and you can hear them talking all over the world on that there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, you were telling me about that yesterday. I haven't done it yet. I haven't had a chance, but I'm going to go take a look pretty soon here and look for that. I do listen to it at work. I'll go to that hose line, and I just listen to the Brandmeister repeaters at work, like when I'm working on something, when my hands are busy, and, you know, I got the headphones on, and I just listen to them sometimes talk. And, yeah, I hear them talking all over the world. Over.
Oh, and then you already got it, but you probably don't have it on your phone, but yeah, that's pretty cool. And there's one other one there, the DMR Moto, DMR MOTO, and you can see people all over the world. They show their ID number, their name, and where they're located. That's pretty cool too. If you were to get on there, and I key up my radio, you'll see my ID number and name and everything there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that's kind of like there's sites like that on that WACMN site where you can see, you can see that too on that network, which is not the Brandenmeister network, but it's its own network. But you can see that, you can see those, everybody talking on the radio, and you can key up and watch yourself talk on that. Over.
Yeah, Roger. So you don't work with any other digitals, do you?
No, right now it's just DMR. I'm gonna try and learn about that All-Star next.
Okay. Well, I'm on this JZU 991A has a fusion radio, and when the band opens up, if I'm I can listen on the Novi and the Northfield repeater, you hear all that noise going da la 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 la. So when I switch over to fusion, I can see who's on there on fusion, and a lot of time I'll be looking at some guys down in Cincinnati, Ohio, around in that area, and out towards Akron, Ohio, and it shows me their call sign and how far apart we are. Like those guys down there, they may be one guy may be 142 miles away from the other guy, maybe 199 miles or stuff. That's pretty cool. But, it don't open all the time, but when it does, I always go there just to see who's on there and how far apart we are there. So, but anyway, with that, I'll let you go. I guess I'm going to go up here on HF and see if I catch up with my buddy in Maryland there. So you take care, and we'll talk with you later. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima.
Okay, Jay, hey, it was real nice talking to you today. Thanks for the cue. So, 73 to you. Have a good afternoon up there on HF, or down there on HF. And this is NABZR. We're listening.
I want to change your call sign. Were you the one?
Just a while. This is Kilo, Echo 8, Delta
Kilo Papa. Over. NAWJL Claire. Yeah, November 8th, WJL. You still around on the repeater? Jay, you still around on the repeater? This is K-E-H-D-K-T. Over.
So you coming in on, Charles, what repeater?
Yeah, I'm coming in on the K-8-F-D-I repeater. I'm coming in on the K-8-F-D-I repeater. Over.
Okay. I was wondering, can you make the Detroit one? Can you make the Detroit one on 442-1175?
I don't know if this transceiver has it. I'd have to check and use another HC. I'd like to use it. Over. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Are you at your PCA? Because you're coming in pretty good over here. I'm at home over here in Warren. Over.
Yeah, but you real, real low. I just want to see how you sound if you came over to the 442-1175 machine. I wanted to see if you were louder on that machine than you are on this one.
Good afternoon. 14.
All right, I'll stand by. NAW.
Cloudy. 15 degrees.
Yeah, give me that 53 again. Over.
442.175.
Okay, stand by. I'm
searching
right now. Stand by.
Hey, Charles, the PL is 123.1. look like zero. The PL is 1, 2, 3, oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to see if I got an HP that's got frequency already programmed. Stand by for a moment. I'm checking right now. Stand by.
WJL, WAPT,
how puppy? I got you there out of Nightmare. What's going on?
What's going on? I was wondering how do you copy my signal? Is it clear, loud, or maybe hopefully full quieting? I copy you very well, loud and clear.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. What repeater are you coming to? What one are you using it?
One that you pointed out. 442.175.
QSL? Yeah, QSL. Yeah, I was just talking to Charles, K-A-D-K-T. He's on the Flying Beer or whatever that machine up there, 442-600. I guess they all linked together. I wanted to see if he could get into this one in Detroit, see if the Detroit one can probably get him. You probably get even better. I don't know.
Okay. Where is this repeater located? Do you know? Detroit, you said Detroit is to be place. Back to you.
Yeah, this one, I think it's on top of the, in downtown Detroit on the see, what building is that down there? Doggone it. I can't think what building that is down there. But this is in Detroit, though.
Okay, downtown Detroit is enough for me to know. Thank you. Okay, I will be monitoring.
All right, NAW.
WJL, WACLX.
Who's that calling me?
Whiskey 8, Victor Oscar X-ray. You guys are aware that that seems to drop a different repeaters when you talk on that one.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit there. When we get on that repeater, what now?
Yeah, you're pinging. You copy me better on this one?
Yeah, now what you're saying?
That frequency you guys were on, pinging 7 different repeaters throughout the state, so it's not really a RAG-2 channel.
Yeah, I know. I asked my friend Charles, K-A-D-K-T, he's way on the east side. I want to see if he can, because he's coming in this one pretty low. I want to see if he can hit the other one. See how good he's coming in. I know there's a lot of linked up machines to this system there. Yep, it's pretty cool. Yep, gotcha.
Okay, 7-3, take care. W8ZLX.
All right, NAWJL.
This is
K-A-D-K-T,
Detroit. I cannot find that frequency in this H2. So I'll just be standing by a minute. I cannot find that frequency this one. I don't know what channel it's on. I'll be standing by this one on this one. This is K-E-H-D-K-T. Standing by this one for a while. On the FBI repeater.
Okay, what radio are you using now, Charles?
I bought an ICOM HP that last swap we went to over there on Dick Beaver and John R. I bought an older model ICOM HP there. I think this is the only frequency that's in this program in the radio, in the HT, over.
Roger, okay. Well, all right, Charles, yeah, you got to learn how to program the radios then. And it's very simple to do. They all pretty much work the same, but okay. All right, later, and AWL.
Hello, Charles.
Okay, Jay, thanks for the information. I got some other HTs. Could have taken a minute to get to that. I do have some shots of what frequencies are in those other HTs, but they're not as really right in the present here. Also, I bought a book that tells how to program some of these HTs. Okay, take it easy. This is KEHDKU. Better not and listen for a while. On the FBI receiver. And also on my scanner, KEHDKC, clear and listen.
N-A-I-A-J.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
KFAFQW monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
This is KFA FQN listening.
KFA FQN, KFA FQN, NAGZR.
Roger, NABZR, this is KFA-FQN. Gotta make contact with you again.
Roger that. I went to QRZ and I found your information, but you gotta put your email in there. You have to go up to the right where it says edit the page. You edit your own page, and then another screen will come up, and then you put up your email, and then save it. And then I can send you those YouTube. Roger that?
Yep, roger that. I will do that right now.
Can you say FQN, KFA-FQN, my radio died. This is NAGZR. Did you copy?
This is KFASQN negative. I do not copy. You're not coming in good.
KFASQN, KFASQN, NABZR.
NABZR, this is KFASQN. Go ahead.
Okay, Wyatt, my radio died. The battery died. I had to go and plug it in the charger. Yeah, I was saying that you got to go to your webpage on QRZ and put your email. You got to go edit on the upper right-hand corner. You have to edit your page and put your...
This is KFASQN. I added my email on my profile. Well, I don't know if your radio died, but NABZR, this is KFASQN 73 and clear.
NAW.
Go ahead.
How copy? Can you copy me? This is NAWJL, and the name here is J, Julie Alpha Yankee. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Roger, J, this is Wyatt, KFASQN. I believe we talked before.
Yeah, Wyatt, yep, I remember we talked, how old are you, 11 years old?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh, brother. I wish my grandkids, I got grandkids your age, yeah. But they're not interested in ham radio. They're interested in playing on the computer, games and stuff like that, but not the radio. What got you so interested in radio?
I had a Baofeng handheld that I dug up from my closet, and I pressed the scan button on it, and I got some repeaters, and at that time I didn't know what they were, but, that got me interested, and, radio waves and stuff were pretty cool.
Okay, well, is your parents, do you have any older brothers or sisters, anybody else in your family that's a ham operator?
No. I'm the only one.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. I know you do have Echolink, right? Are you on Echolink now?
Yes, I'm on Echolink. For my birthday, I asked my mom for a mobile radio, but yeah, I'm using Echolink right now.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good. Do you have a computer?
I don't have one. I'm using my mom's laptop, but no, I don't.
Oh, okay. So that's how you get on Echolink, huh?
No, I use my phone, actually, for talking and stuff.
Oh, okay. And what, you got an Android phone?
Negative. I have an iPhone.
Oh, okay. Very good. I don't know too much about iPhones, but if you go to your App Store, I think if you download BM, which is for Brandmeisters, you can hear all the guys on digital on the DMR.
wait, actually, what's this website called? Or, I mean, this app or whatever?
Well, it's like this hose line, but when you go on the app store, look for BM. Look for BM. We go into ham radio. Look for ham radio. Look for BM. Download that. Once you got that download, and you can see all these different flags all over the world. And then, say for instance, if you see an American flag, you know, something like that, you just click on one of the little box there that's got someone talking. You can just hit it one time, and then you can hear those people. The people talking on that particular DMR receiver like North America or worldwide or something. You'll see it if you ever download it there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I've never heard of that app, actually, so that's what I said. You learn something new every day. Thanks.
Yeah. So, you get that app there. You might see me, you might hear me on there sometimes. You have to, you have to be a ham operator to be able to get on DMR and get a digital number there, a DMR number, and like I have there, and you'll see me on there, my call sign, and my name, and all that stuff, and where I'm located there. It's a pretty nice app there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, it definitely sounds nice.
Okay, Wyatt, I think it is. Yeah. I guess we'll free up this repeater here. But I'll be monitoring there. So you take care, young man, and hope to catch up with you again. This is November 8th. Whiskey Juliet Lima, NAWJL. J in Detroit.
What's up, NAWJL? This is KFA, SQN, listening, or clear and listening.
KFA, FQN, KFA, FQN, NHDZR.
NHDZR, this is KFA, FQN, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Wyatt. Battery went dead on my radio and the screw fell out and I lost the battery and it fell out, so I had to go get another battery to put it in there. Let's see, where were we? Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, I was saying you got to go to your QRZ webpage, and you click on the upper right-hand corner, and it'll be it'll say KFA FQN webpage or page, and you click on that, and then you go in there, and you edit, and then click edit, and then you put your email in there. And then save it. Then I can see it again. Then I'll be able to see it break for a time. Yeah, and then I put in the logbook our first CUSO. You and me were the first CUSO in there. And you could let me know if you can see the QSO, you know, see if you see me on your webpage. That was me, Brian, NABZR. And, break? Yeah, so once you put your email in there, then I can look up your email, and then I'll send you those YouTubes that Sean sent me on the Discord server, and you can see how it was a really cool video of these guys putting up to 10 gigahertz dishes and stuff like that. I think you'll find it interesting. Over.
Roger that. Matter of fact, when you're, I believe maybe you're charging your radio, I actually put up my email. So if you're obviously on the website, I think, you can just refresh if you don't see it.
Okay, I can just power the computer on. Hold on a second, let me see what's happening. Oh, okay, hey, I found it. Cool. Okay. I got your email now. So, let me copy this, and then I'll send you a... Are you by the computer now, Wyatt?
Affirmative, yes, I am.
All right, hold on there, then I'll go send you this link to this YouTube. It's really cool. I knew somebody with the same last name of yours. I used to work for a man. His first name was Clarence. I don't want to say what your last name is. But I used to work for a guy. His first name was Clarence. Could that possibly be a relative of yours? Over.
I don't know anybody named Clarence, but my dad might, because it kind of sounds familiar.
That would be so funny if you're related to the guy I used to work for. That was over 20 years ago at Eaton. Okay, Wyatt, let me sign off here, and I'll go send you this YouTube. All right, 73 is Wyatt. Nice talking again. This is KE8. I mean, I keep saying KE8. I've got to get out of that habit. It's my old call sign. I just changed my call sign to N8DZR. This is N8DZR. We'll be clear up to your final.
Roger that, N8DZR. This is KFA-FQN, which, keep getting that wrong, clear and listening.
KF-8-FLC, listening.
KF-8-FLC, this is KF-8-FQN, go ahead.
My technician license probably about 3 weeks ago, so trying to get online when I can here and there to get used to it. I don't really care for public speaking, but I do like it. I have radio, always have, so good talking to you, Wyatt.
Alright, yeah, thank you, 73. Hey, you have a good rest of your day. This is KF3FQN. Clear and listening.
Can you hear me? WBAKQZ, KJBD, have you loud and clear.
Roger, roger. WBAKQZ, standing by.
Net control, please recognize. November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Name is Brian, Mount Clemens, no traffic.
CM 600, 99.